Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. You with Donald Casey. And just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glory this morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just ask you, Father, the God is through the Holy Spirit, and open up our spiritual eye, and just continue to walk your righteous path. And just protect us, and there's ways in the world that's going on. And like you said in Luke, Father, pray for these things to pass over us. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Welcome to another episode. How's everybody doing? Sorry I haven't been getting back to y'all. You know, just been pretty busy. Just wanted to share a few things. I ain't going to be on here too long. Just wanted to share a few things that, you know, when I want to discuss with the show, I'm going to just get right to it. How close is Jesus? I mean, how close are we? The church age is about over. We always discuss this, but how close are we? I mean, if you look outside, it's getting worse. The weather, from people, diseases, and everything's just getting worse. So how close do you think Jesus is on his way? I mean, you think this can go on forever? Honestly, ask yourself that. I mean, even people who don't even believe even knows that something's going on. There's no way that's possible this can go on for another 10 years. Okay? So it's like, what do we have to do? What do we need to start doing now? I mean, you can't even, you know, the gas prices and the cost of living in certain places and things like that is just getting so high and ridiculous. I mean, think about it. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting to the point where there's all kind of fees, all kind of things. They take the majority of your check. I mean, you know, the system, like, you know, I'll just say child support or the government, everything's not being fair right now. So there's no way this can prolong another 10 years. What do you think? I mean, what do you honestly think? It can't. It honestly can't. So what do you do? Of course, we have to start praying. People pray, but you're probably praying for yourself. You have to pray and have God show you what's next. It's getting to that point where it don't matter how much money you got or who you know. Right now, this world is coming to a screeching halt, and it's not going to be about you no more. It's going to be about the Father. And what Satan's doing, he's riling up everything around you, and you don't even know it. That's the key. So you have to pray to see this thing coming before it hits you. I mean, think about the levels of understanding that we're starting to get now. You know, and it's nothing against the guy, I forgot his name, the one that was married to Kim Kardashian's mother. I don't even know his name. They're making so much of a big deal out of it. Honestly, who cares? I mean, what is that going to do? Who cares? Honestly. I mean, if he wants to be a homosexual, transgender, whatever the case may be. But that is probably one of the biggest things in news right now. But they're not discussing about the things that matter. There are different levels of news. I mean, just earlier I was watching, you know, be careful with, you know, in certain cities, the weather is changing, prepare for certain things like this and things like that. That's more reasonable. Then I look at the other news, you know, I think it was Tom Hanks' son or whatever the case may be. They're making a big deal out of him using the N-word. And then they have a big topic and discussion about it, like it's just going to be, oh, my goodness. Like, my thing is that the level of news and the level of importance is dumb right now. You see what I'm saying? The media, Satan is controlling the media, and he's making you think you can watch this love and hip-hop and things like that. I mean, it's fun and entertaining. But there's a war going on outside. I'm not saying go out, suit up, boot up, and go shoot somebody. I'm not saying that. But these things is not relevant to your family or to yourself. I mean, come on. I mean, people need to wake up. The government and these things that's going on in the ways of the world, Satan is riling up things right now, and it's going to affect you here sooner or later. You have to be prepared. You have to pray. You have to have this blood of Jesus on you. Let him show you what's next so you won't be devoured. Like I said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They just don't know. So, again, what I share with you to tell you, let me just talk to you for a minute and shake your shoulders for a minute. Pay attention. Sometimes I get caught up sometimes, but right now, it's time to guide these people. And I'm talking to my fellow Christians. You see what I mean? I know you got to work. I know your kids got to do this and that. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But where I'm getting at is that the kingdom of God is in you, and it's about to come. I mean, Jesus is on his way. Jesus is on his way. These things, these dead works, we got to get rid of them. We need to stand up more. I mean, if you ever notice, more people are getting more and more religious, you know, than ever. Even myself. I never thought I would be talking the gospel to y'all, but, hey, I've been touched. I'm sharing it with y'all just as well as anybody else. But we have to understand what's going on outside. If there's a chance to change someone's life or somebody give somebody some information, tell them. Tell them. It's that close. It's that close. We are that close. We are that close. That close. The things that don't matter, I'm telling you, you're wasting time in a sense. You're wasting time. Things is at its all-time high. Yes, you. If you're with Christ, don't worry about it. You pray, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't hit you. But there's people out there that don't know Christ. So it's like, how many lives can you will in? You understand? That's what this message is for. So somebody who's hearing this, I'm talking to you. Get closer with Christ. Christ. You pray twice, pray four more times. Don't wait to get sick and then pray to God. It's getting worse. The spiritual warfare is getting at its worst. Can't you see? Can't you see? You can't live the same way you did 10 years ago because it wasn't as bad as it is. Now it's at its worst. I mean, I can tell you what's going on. You see it. What do you do? Pray for insight from the Father so these things won't come to you and yours, your children. Satan bars none. He bars none. So I just want people to understand that, is that how close we are with Jesus is coming. Okay? I mean, when he's coming, he's coming. He's coming. But the key is that are you going to be in the rapture? I mean, are you going to be the one that's ascended up to him, or are you still going to be here? Are you going to be the one to get your garment clean? There's going to be Christians down here that need to get their garment clean. So again, right now, we need, if, look at it this way. If, you believe in Christ, you walk with Christ. If you haven't witnessed to a new person about Christ, at least two new people, at least two, you're not doing your job. And this goes for me too as well. I'm not just pointing no fingers. I'm letting you recognize what you're doing for Christ if you love Christ, period. So if you're not witnessing to two new people, three, it should be more, you're not doing it. Of this time and age, you need to be witnessing to 10. I don't care if you don't know him that much. Just tell him Jesus, he loves you. This and that, give him 5-10 minutes of your time and keep it moving. It's the willing. I don't just want you to go up to him like, hey, no, Jesus. That's not how it's done. But but the people know who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about. So, again, we have to understand the age and what's going on. The church age is about over with. It's crunch time. I mean, it's literally fourth quarter in the whole world. If you think of it that way, it's fourth quarter in the whole entire world, about like 2 minutes left. It's a long 2 minutes, but it's no more. After this, it's God's time. He's going to show his reign. Don't worry about the stupid stuff that's going on. And this level of news is pathetic. It is. I mean, it's been like that, but the Father just opened up my eyes towards it. It's pathetic. It's stupid. The levels of it is like, wow, like, who cares? Who cares? Because they want you to forget. And worry about this, with Facebook and stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Facebook. I'm talking about what they're putting on Facebook. Okay? So, again, just wanted to share that with y'all. I just wanted to talk to y'all for a minute. And just keep praying and praying for me, and I pray for y'all. Prayer is very important. I know it don't seem like much, but to certain people, but prayer is very strong and powerful. Pray for the angels to protect you. That's what we can do now. That's what God says. Pray for the angels to fight off the demonic forces. So that's what we need to do, us as Christians. So just wanted to share that with y'all. God bless y'all. And just pay attention to what's real, to what can motivate you and change your life. None of this crap. That's on TV. None of this crap that's on TV, that's not going to make your family stronger. You know, worrying about a man who changed to a woman and, all kind of stuff. It's just way more than that. But I'm telling you right now, there's things that's developing right in front of our eyes. And you ain't going to get it from the news. You've got to get it from the Father. So just wanted to share that with y'all, give y'all the best understanding possible. So just share this gospel, share this with other people, and I love y'all. So just keep continuing to walk in love. I may feel like, I may not sound like it, but I have all the love in my heart. Trust me. You can be angry, but just not curse, But again, just God bless y'all, and just keep continuing to pay attention to what's going on, and don't just brush it under the rug. Okay? So God bless y'all in the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen.